The Lord said to the disciples,
blessing, Lord.
He said, the work that I shall do for my Father will bear witness of me.
Yes.
He said, I must be about my Father's business.
That's right. Yes.
I could jump up here every time that we come to the house, Lord, and preach. But I must esteem my brethren higher than me. And I'm glad that I'm not just the word. And you preach, I receive the word. We all enjoy together. Praise the Lord. How bad, brother?
Amen. Book of Luke in the 18th chapter. Book of Luke in the 18th chapter. Going to read some familiar scripture, a story that many of you, I'm sure, are very familiar with this morning.
Bless
it's what the Lord has laid upon my heart. I can't shake it off this morning. And I tell you what, there's a lot less stress sitting in that pew, letting somebody else stand up here. But I'm going to be obedient unto the Lord this morning. Luke in chapter 18 and verse 34, or I'm sorry, 35. We'll start at verse 35. It says, and it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, I have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. I praise the Lord, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto the Lord.
Amen.
You know, today we've been talking about in Sunday school being thankful and thanksgiving. As Brother Ron said, thanks living. I want to talk about this man. We know him in the book as being blind Bartimaeus, a blind man that was sitting by the wayside, a beggar, no doubt poor, very low indeed compared to most everybody else, I'm sure, around him. And as he was sitting there begging, he heard some commotion going on, no doubt. I tell you what, I don't know what you know about the Lord Jesus this morning, but I do know when he's in the midst, there's a commotion going on. Things aren't quiet. It's not a standstill. You know when he's in the presence. And no doubt, as he come through, this beggar knew that there was some kind of commotion going on. There was something in his presence in the midst. He wanted to know what it was, and when he asked, he was told, he was informed that this man named Jesus, no doubt that he had heard about, I believe he had heard about Jesus, was passing by. And no doubt here this beggar was blind, had no sight, couldn't see to get himself from here to there. He called upon the one that he had heard about, that he had faith in, that he believed, having never even laid his eyes upon the man. He had faith that this man, if I called upon him, that he might find mercy upon me and give me my sight. And you know, and this blind Bartimaeus, you know, as he cried out, thou son of David, have mercy on me. There was men around, heartless men that came upon him and told him he needed to shut his mouth. You just need to be quiet and sit there. You don't need to say anything. Don't disturb this man. He's up here and you're way down here. You just sit there and keep quiet. But you know what? I tell you what, as I think about this, blind Bartimaeus sat there. He's been told to keep his mouth shut, that he's nobody to be calling out to this Jesus of Nazareth. But you know what? It didn't stop him. His faith was stronger than that of those men. He wasn't going to let the men or the world stop him in receiving the gift that he knew awaited him. If only he could get his voice just high enough and loud enough, boy, that the Lord might take notice to him, and he called out even louder. I believe he cried out even harder. Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Over here, help me, Lord, you know. And Jesus stopped there in his way, and you know, he said, bring this man unto me. Bring him over here to me. And he asked him, he says, what is it you have need of? And he says, Lord, he said, I just ask that you give me my sight, you know, that you would allow me to see.
Amen.
You know, I can only imagine this man probably didn't have much of nothing. And out of everything that he had need of, he wanted his sight. He wanted to be able to see. And, you know, because of his faith, because he wasn't stopped in his path,
bless
the Lord
him.
Healed him.
Yeah.
He gave
bless
him his sight.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he praised him. And he followed him, praising the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
I tell you this morning, you know, there was a time, I'm sure that we can all agree, if you've been saved by the grace of the God, there was a time when you and I, we were just like blind Bartimaeus. We could see, no doubt, but we were blinded. We were blinded to the truth. We were blinded by the sin and the ways of the world. We were lost in our sin. You know, when I think about the blind Bartimaeus and him being blind, and I start thinking about how I was as a lost person, as a sinner, being blinded in my sin, and I get to thinking about that song, "How Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound." You know, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
Yeah.
Praise God. You know, there was a time in my life, as I'm sure many of you could stand up and testify to, that you were lost and undone, having no direction in your life, unable to see the truth. And, you know, I think that sometimes we get that shape, I've been saved and God has touched me and opened my eyes, taking those blinders off, that I might receive the truth that I might have salvation. You know, we still find ourselves sometimes falling back into things. We have things come up on us that will hinder us and stop us. You know, And as I relate this story, you know, this story is a wonderful story. And to think about how blind Bartimaeus, you know, was told to keep his mouth shut, you know, just you need to hush, you need to be quiet. You know, a lot of times we have needs, and we come to church, and no doubt we have needs. And as we sit there with these needs, the adversary, he'll come up and tell you, just keep your mouth shut, you know. Don't say nothing. You just keep your mouth shut, you know. You ain't got no business speaking out in church. But I tell you something this morning. There's one that is greater than the adversary. He's greater than the one that is in this world. There's one that can deliver you from whatever your affliction is this morning. There's one that can deliver you from the lost state that you might be in this morning. There's one, I know him. There's a song that has been on my heart a lot here lately. About blind Bartimaeus, and it's just interesting that he is one of them sung about that song, but the song is Jesus is more than enough. I know one this morning that is more than enough to heal you of whatever sickness, whatever affliction, disease that you're going through this morning, whatever troubles or burdens you have this morning. I know one that is more than enough to deliver you.
Amen.
I thank the Lord this morning for delivering me.
Yeah.
I've been in a spiritual warfare over the past little bit. I tell you what, I've been dealing with stuff, but you know what? My faith is still so weak, so much like a little child, you know. But you know, with every trial, with everything that we go through, sister, you know, my faith gets stronger. You know, when I came into the church house this morning and I stood up there to open up Sunday school, I felt different this morning. I felt like I had grown, you know. I feel like every little thing you go through, you know, you grow just a little bit more, you know. And I tell you, but I didn't grow by keeping my mouth shut.
Much more.
I didn't grow by giving in to the adversary. I didn't grow. I had to call out, you know. I had to humble myself and say, Lord, I can't do this, and I need you this morning. I need you to touch me this morning. I need you to give me the strength. I need you to help me to overcome the trials and troubles and tribulations that I'm going through. And I'll have you know, he's more than enough to get me through and overcome those things. He
helped me to endure the things that I've been going through. And I praise God for it this morning. I tell you what, He's a wonderful, wonderful God.
Amen.
He said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." You know, sometimes when you get down, and you just think you ain't got any energy to go any further, that's when you've got to muster it up.
Amen.
Cry it a little harder.
Yep.
Hey, old devil, he ain't waiting for nothing except for you to give him.
Yep.
For you to lay down and roll over and quit.
There
ain't no quit, God's people.
Amen.
Hey, Jesus ain't going to quit on you. You don't quit on him.
Amen.
He's going to be there with you all the way until the end.
That's right.
This morning,
amen. Bless you.
Jesus is passing by this
morning.
Boy, in a perfect world, we'd all be just in wonderful shape this morning, wouldn't we? In a perfect world, we'd all be just the happiest people, no troubles or trials, no heartaches. In a perfect world, we would just be wonderful this morning, have no need of nothing.
Bless you, Lord.
I ain't got to be no fortune teller to know that there's troubles and trials here upon the hearts of God's people. Oh, we all have them.
Yeah.
We're burdened down with the cares and worries.
Bless you, Lord.
But I want to tell you something this morning. Jesus is passing by.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Jesus is passing by you this
Amen.
Morning.
Amen.
If you can't feel, the Lord is in the midst this morning.
Amen.
He's here
praise
with
the Lord.
Us.
Yes, praise
He's
the
passing
Lord.
By this morning.
Jesus.
I want to ask you, what trouble or trial are you going through this morning?
Amen.
What is it that you're burdened down with this morning?
Amen.
Do you know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior this morning? Or are you lost and undone without Him? I tell you what, this morning, there's been a lot of songs sung about heaven.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I know one, and He's the only one and the only way that I'm going to be on the other side to walk those golden streets.
Yeah.
He's the only way that I can be on the other side to see my loved ones that have gone on before me. He's the only one that's going to get me to that place where there's no more pain and sorrow, where there's no more troubles, no more trials. My peace, love, and joy forevermore.
Yes.
Safely in the arms of Jesus Christ this morning. Jesus is the only way this morning.
Yes.
He's the only way. And I have no doubt in my mind that many of us are dealing with something this morning, but I'm telling you, He's passing by this morning.
Amen.
Are you going to call out to Him this morning? Are you going to call out to Him this morning? And let Him deliver you, because I tell you what, He's more than enough.
That's right, brother.
Amen. He's more than enough. I feel like it's short and sweet, but I feel the Lord says enough is enough.
Amen.
The message just went out. The word that I needed to go out has went out. Brother David, get us a song.
Amen.
I'd ask you to stand this morning. It was short, it was sweet, it was there, but you know what? Hey, God's word went out to you, and He's passing by you this morning. Do you have a need this morning?